And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and our theme in the second hour is a vision of something better. Each of my guests will talk about making something better, whether it's our life, American manufacturing, or our relationships. My first guest is the leading researcher who revealed the causes and the solutions to many behavioral problems. We discuss the new science of personal success from his book, Change Anything. My second guest is a true patriot. He believes that we as consumers must protect America's ability to produce products, create jobs, and remain a world leader. We discussed his leading-edge website, MadeInUSAForever.com. My next guest will give us some helpful advice to improve our lives from the teachings of Dr. Robert Schofield. We'll discuss strategies for our most important relationships from her book titled Always an Ally, Never an Enemy. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Muriel Donaldson has been carefully documenting Dr. Schofield's teachings and strategies for the last 25 years. Her family and business associations with him gave her a unique opportunity and understanding of his principles and the desire to share them with others. Muriel spent 20 years in technical writing and editing before writing her book, Always an Ally. She lives in Pasadena, California. Muriel's the mother of three grown children and the grandmother of six. Welcome to the show, Muriel. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And I guess the first question that all my listeners are going to want to know is, who is Dr. Robert Schofield, and what made his teachings so important?
Well, he was a child and adult psychiatrist and ran the child guidance clinic in Glendale, California. And then he had a private practice in Pasadena and was there for 50 years. And he passed away in 07, and I had volunteered to help him write his book because he was very interested in getting his teachings out where people could see them. He was just a genius, a relationship genius, and I learned so much. I was looking for a vision of something better for years. I had started out with a very hyperactive son, and by the time he was 13, I thought I would just go nuts. You know, I either had to send him away or I'd have to leave because I just didn't know what else to do. And I read every book I could get my hand on. So a friend told me about Dr. Schofield, and I began to learn some effective teachings and principles on how to deal with not only him, but stop squabbling in my family, how to better relationships. I mean, it's just incredible the things that are in this book. And it's sort of, you know, it's very easy reading, and if you're not careful, you just, you know, flip through the pages and you'll read something and say, oh, that's interesting, or, oh, here's a little tip. I just encourage everyone to read the whole book.
All right. We're talking to Muriel Donaldson, everybody, author of the book, Always an Ally. And let me ask you, Muriel, there are a lot of these undiscovered gems, doctors and people who are professionals out there in the world today that the world doesn't hear about, doesn't really know about them. They go about their practice in a very quiet, humble way. You don't see them written up in the newspapers. You don't see them on CNN and that kind of thing. Why did you decide to write the story of Dr. Robert Schofield?
Well, like I said, I had read so many books. And each one had its you know, one or two points that were really great. I had never in my life come across just a whole philosophy. And basically what it is having a balance in your relationships, whether it's your family or children or whatever. And you, on the one side, is the loving part, which a lot of people are very good at, and and on the other side is the boundaries. And if you don't have a good balance between both of them, your relationships go awry.
And that's always the truth. Well, Muriel, let me ask you this, because Dr. Schofield's strategies really did help you and your family, as you pointed out earlier. Give us some quick tips that you can share with my listeners on how to improve some of their relationships, tips that you picked up from Dr. Schofield.
Okay. Do you want to start you know, husband and wife relationships or children relationships, or does it matter?
Let's start wherever you're comfortable starting, Muriel.
Well, okay. When I first started, I had three children. One was 13, and the other one was 11, the girl in the middle, and the boy in the at 9. And they were fighting and quarreling, and you know, I was just beside myself on how to get them to stop this. So I learned how to do a lot of things like act more, talk less, and the whole idea in any relationship with a parent, between parent and children, is that you hope that the children learn how to discipline themselves, and that was my goal, and I learned how to do that, and it, after practicing these things for several years, I had an experience that I'll share with you. We had something, the TV. We had several rules about the TV.
Mm-hmm.
The most important one was if there was any fighting or arguing, I would turn it off. And so they tested me out. You know, I set it up and I told them, this is how we're going to deal with this from now on. If I hear any fighting or quarreling, the TV goes off for the rest of the night or however long. You know, I wouldn't tell them how long because children are very resilient. They can wait it out. You know, if you say, well, you're grounded for a month, okay, they took their punishment, and then they may do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted them to stop. And so they tested me a couple times. I didn't say one word, just went in and unplugged the television from the wall, and they just, you know, were in shock. Oh, my gosh, this is my, you know, our loving mother. So anyway, one day, I was in my bedroom reading, and I knew that they were watching television in the family room, and all of a sudden I heard the voices rising, and I had made a commitment to myself. I was gonna act every time. I wasn't gonna let anything slide by. And so, I put my book down, opened the door, took a step out into the hall, and the kids started saying, shh, be quiet, mama's coming, be quiet, shh, shh. You know, and so I walked in through the family room, and they were sitting there stoically looking at the TV, not moving a muscle. I go in to get a drink of water. I come back into the bedroom, shut the door, and I say to myself, yes.
Mission accomplished.
Right. And I think one of the beautiful things about Dr. Schofield's principles was his steps to maturity. And we can all put ourselves to this test in no matter what area of life it is. We can put ourselves to this, and we can see exactly where we are in the steps to maturity. And the higher you go on this, you know, these 5 points, the happier you're going to be because you're going to have the maturity. The very bottom rung is I can't. And the next one is, well, I can, but I don't want to. And the third one is, well, I don't want to, but I'll do it anyway, and whether I like it or not. And the fourth one is, well, I will, and I'm going to like it, whether I like it or not, you know, self-discipline. And then when you get to the top of this emotional steps to maturity, I will because it just feels right. And so as an example of that, my youngest son was 7. We had little chores around the house, and his was during this week was to take out the trash. And I reminded him, hey, Clint, check out the trash. It's kind of full. So he comes into the kitchen. And I had gone over these steps with my kids, and I had little footprints that were raising up into the TV, you know, I mean on the refrigerator. And so he goes into the refrigerator, kitchen. And he looks up at the refrigerator, and he goes, well, I don't want to, but I'll do it anyway. And I just praised him to high heaven. I said, Clint, look what you did. You took a tremendous leap. I mean, even just from one I can't to I can. You know, that's a tremendous leap. And so, anyway, that's an example of how...
Well, that's great positive reinforcement, Muriel. We're talking to Muriel Donaldson, everybody, author of the book, Always an Ally, Never an Enemy. We're talking about the teachings of Dr. Robert Schofield. And Muriel, that is a great example. I love the scale, the continuum of the 5 steps to maturity. Let's talk about relationships that are inherently a little bit more mature, and that is husband and wife relationships.
All right, here's one. First, it's always an ally, never an adversary.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's sort of the same thing. I just had an experience. Okay. Husbands and wives are they they should be mutually regulating each other. Because the reason people get married is to help each other with whatever, you know, they want, you know, in life. And so I was at work one day, and the receptionist, I walked by her desk, and she looked very sad, like she was close to tears. And I said, well, is there anything I can do to help? Because that's the first question. If somebody's, you know, somebody's feeling bad or upset or angry, you know, well, what can I do to help? That should be our question that we have. And so she says, well, I'm upset. See, her husband was from a different culture. And whenever he would call her on the phone, he would never say goodbye or anything, just hang up, clunk. You know, well, that made her feel very unloved and very uncared for. I mean, in her mind, she knew that he really loved her, but it made her feel really bad. And so she told me about this, and I said, oh, that's really easy to correct. And she goes, it is? I said, sure. Just what do you do? And I said, the next time and every time that he calls and he hangs up like that, you call him immediately, to call him right back and say, you didn't say goodbye. You didn't say I love you. And so she goes, okay. And so then the next morning I was walking by again, this time big smile on her face. And I go, well, you look happy today. And she says, yes, it only took two times. And she said, the second time, she said he was about to hang up, and he says, oh, I love you. Goodbye.
So he had moved up from the I can't stage to I can
pass. I don't think he was even aware of it.
I see.
You know.
Well, that is good. We're talking to Muriel Donaldson, everybody, author of the book, Always an Ally, Never an Adversary. And let me ask you this, Muriel, from your book, what did you get out of writing the book?
I felt a passion to write the book. This, I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Chua and her battle hymn of the Tiger Mom.
Yes, I am.
Tiger Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Her book was not a how-to. She admits it, and a lot of people have taken it out of context. But it's a memoir of what she learned in her, you know, with her experience. And she honestly loved her daughters, and they now, you know, really feel that she was doing their best, and they tried to love her. They feel a love for her. But a lot of her methods were really very poor and really hard on self-esteem. And but she learned a lot when her youngest child at 13 rebelled, you know, and then she decided, well, she better take another look at how she was doing things. Well, I had so much success with my own children and was able to create a happy home under very difficult circumstances. And I am so grateful for the things that I learned, and I just have felt like such a, you know, I have such a mission to teach people the things that I've learned. I mean, they're amazing. Anybody can do, you know, can pick up the book and read it through and do. And there's the one story I would suggest, you know, if someone's in a hurry and they just want to read one chapter, read chapter two, because it is actually the word-for-word interview that I had with Dr. Schofield on an experience he had with his son Tom and fire, and how his son started a fire in the basement and how he handled it.
Oh, wow.
It was a beautiful model for a parent or for for a relationship or whatever. So that's why I wrote the book.
All right, Muriel. And what do you want readers to take away from reading the book, Always an Ally?
I want them to use it as a daily guide in their relationships with people. There's no way that you can just read it once and get everything in there. I mean, there at the end, there's 50 principles on relationships and how to deal with certain circumstances. And they need to get the whole picture and go back and refer to it often. That's what I would love.
All right. And we've been talking to Muriel Donaldson, everybody, author of the book, Always an Ally, Never an Adversary. And Muriel, if people like what they hear, they want to learn more about the book, they want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
I tell them to go to alwaysanally.com.
Always an Ally, ALLY.com.
Right. They can order the book there, or they can send me an email or whatever.
Oh, that's great. Muriel, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.